Interview and Job Search Strategies at Work. This is episode 18. And I'm going to entitle it Leadership Techniques That Really Work. You become a leader. Day one, I'm a leader. Hey, awesome. Wow, a manager leader. I would say leader more than manager, because manager, you just manage things. Leader, you lead people. And your company, whoever you work for, and if you get the awesome responsibility of being able to become a leader, here's a couple tips that have worked for me, and that I've seen, and that I'd like to see in other environments, in other companies, basically. And it goes like this. So, day one, you just started at your job. You came from another company, or maybe you're there. Let's assume you came from another company, and you're a leader now. You're a supervisor, leader, and you're responsible, obviously, to the company. And your company, the CEO, the C-suite people, have given you their directive, their vision. They want to do the X, Y, Z with the company. And so now your task is to take that vision and put it in the minds of the people that work for you. And, how do you do that? First things first, you learn all their names, right? You learn all of their names. You ask them a little bit about themselves. Maybe do a little background on them. But you tell them about yourself as well, your background. And then you, after that, you have them write down what their job is. Like, what do they do on a day-to-day basis? On a weekly basis. So you might have, if they could even have it to where they write down, I do this per day on a week. And maybe you when you first meet them, you ask them that. You say, would you mind just writing down what you do for a whole week and what tasks? Imagine if you're an HR person and you're writing your job description. Initially that's going to seem like a little scary to them, because they're going to say, well, why are you want that? Are you trying to get rid of me, basically, whatever? And make sure that they know that that's not the case. What you're trying to do as a leader is you want to know during the 168 hours, during the time they work there, in a whole, 5 days a week or however long it is, how could you, if you take their information, and let's just assume you have 10 folks working for you. You take that information from everyone. Their tasks, their what time do they go to lunch, typically, in a week? What time do they take breaks, or how long, maybe do it per hour, in an hour's time, what are they working on? You collectively have that, and then what you're developing from that, after that's done, is you develop an expectation list, meaning, based on everybody's job, you already do this as a base. You do this, and then your goal is to do it as like a versus you're in a slot, you're working at a desk, and you work 40 hours a week. You're there 40 hours a week. Get rid of that business model. That's not what you're after. What you're after is, it takes them X amount of time to do a task. So it's more task related or project related than I'm here 40 hours a week and I'm just showing up to work. Why do you do that? So you want to do that because some people work harder on a task than others. And if you know all of the your the 10 person, what they do. Now you can see who does less, who does more, and maybe they need a little guidance or they need some coaching. And so then you take them all and get them in a room, right? And you've already reviewed it. You've already reviewed everything yourself. And you've put together a manage expectations list. This is what I expect, or the company expects, basically, or I expect, if you will, from you. And this is how long it takes you to get this done based on the data we've shown you. Collectively, you don't single anybody out. You say, this is how long this project takes to get done. And what you're doing is you start off with once every 2 weeks you have a paid lunch. So you cater the lunch every payday, let's say. Usually companies get paid every 2 weeks. So what you'll do is you'll have it during lunch period. You have an extended lunch period. So it's a 2-hour lunch, essentially. But you pay for it, or the company pays for it. They cater it. And you get everybody, your team, in their room, and you just talk about ideas. You talk about whatever. And you might even whiteboard some of that ideas as well. Solutions you can come up with. How do we cut costs? How do we save time, really? You know, how can I make it to where... Because your goal is this. Your goal is to have it to where that mom or that dad or that... that woman or that man, they have their hour back. They have more time. They, when they go home, they don't have to stay late to do a task, because you've collectively thought about this process and you come up with a solution to make it faster. The other thing to do is to start a SharePoint site. Your company has a SharePoint site, of course. And all this information, meaning the tasks, their expectations, what you expect from them, you put that in SharePoint, and then you create a tasker, your 10 person team. Each people have their own tasks. Maybe you just say as a blanket statement, this is how you do these tasks, and this is perhaps like an Excel spreadsheet where you track the different tasks. Maybe there's something you need to troubleshoot or manage, a piece of equipment perhaps, or a process or something like this. And you put that in there and somebody touches it every day. You know, you get everybody in the habit of touching it every day, or somebody touches it every day, you know, and then that's the very first thing right there, so that they don't have to think about it. They just go in and they just like, okay, I'm just looking at what I need to do. I don't have to think. You just go in and do it, done. And eventually what your goal is to make it automated. How can you automate that task? How can it be where you just look at an email, or somebody gets an email, the team gets an email and says, okay, that task is good. That's what you're getting at right there, to where you don't, no one has to check it unless there's something wrong with it, whatever that thing is. And you can get it, hopefully you can get it, the idea is to get it to where it's an email that's sent out and everybody checks it. And, okay, that's the other thing there. The couple more things is this. When you first become a manager, I've already talked about, obviously, the food, getting everybody together, talking ideas, the SharePoint side, that's critical. And then also plan out a time and day where you tell your staff, I'm not going to bother you from this time to this time. Give them 1 hour per day, if possible, of uninterrupted time, to where you're not going to bother them with other things, with other tasks. And you won't have to bother them really that much, because you're going to have the tracker, the daily task tracker. You can manage the expectations of them. You have everything on SharePoint you need as leader. You have, okay, I see what they've done, the XYZ. So that when your manager, your leader, if you will, your leader asks, you're the the C-suite people ask you, the chief whoever, chief technical officer, chief information officer, whoever, ask you the status on XYZ. Well, you know it because you have the SharePoint site. It's there already. It's already done. Boom, done. You know, and if, and guess what? If it's not done, then you can do it. If other people, there, nobody's, how can you do it? Well, you have a, you have a spreadsheet, or you have a documentation that says this is how you do it. Like seventh grade level, basically. This is how you do this check, XYZ. You make it very, very simple. You don't want people at work to think all that much. I mean, I know I, a couple pop cops ago, I said, like, you know, knowledge, as companies go larger, knowledge goes down. But your goal in this is to make it easy for your employees, to where they can focus on generating ideas for the company, or generating more creative things for the company, and then make this task so easy. You know, make it to where it's a project. Google does this, where you'll come in and you'll work on a project for how many hours, and you go home, or you, however long it takes, you might work 2 days that day or whatever it is, and it works for them, and they're a huge company. So this is the whole idea behind that. I mean, this is not the whole idea, but this is just my take on it anyway. And the other thing is to have a, so I hit on the lunch, of course, every 2 weeks. That's critical right there. Their SharePoint site, where you get information from your employees or from people that work for you. The other thing, obviously, I said is give them time away from you every day, so where they're not, you're not bothering them. The other thing is most likely they're going to sit at a cubicle, in some sort of cubicle. So have a yellow. You ever been in the airport and you've seen that those lines, those they separate the cordon off things where they just like pull this. I guess it's like a, I guess like a lanyard, or it's some sort of like, you know, separator. It's just this pole, right? It has this thing that comes out and it attaches to the other pole, and it like creates like a little segment, I guess, a built-in, what do you call those things? Cordon off, like almost like you ropes an area off, you know? But what you do is you have whatever color you designate, and you have it to where if somebody's in their cubicle and they don't have a door in their cubicle to close it, you have a little lanyard, or you have some sort of like thing that cordon, again, the cordon off thing, to where they just like cordon off their entryway, just a little slide thing, you know, like a little rope basically thing or whatever it's called, on their cubicle. Or they're not bothered. You know, that tells everybody, hey, don't bother me. I'm, you know, whatever reason, whatever it is, why you don't want to bother them, you don't know. But let the people that work for you designate or make that decision. Like maybe they're stressed out. Their kids, you know, got a bad grade in school or something. Or their kids, you know, were sick or something. You don't know. But you give them the opportunity for that. Just like, okay, leave me alone. You know, of course, you got to trust your team, right? So it's a two-way street. They have to trust you. You have to trust them. And you putting the vision out there that the company gave you, that's really the critical portion right there. You know, knowing all their names, knowing a little bit about them. What do they like to do? Are they, you know, does one person like to work later? And then, so what you're doing is you're building up a gradual, you're more and more, you're giving them more leeway, basically, right? They're showing you, hey, I'm a good worker, you know, the idea thing, that's profitability. Because what a company would have to go out and pay for this stuff, but you already have your employees giving you good knowledge. And, you know, explain that to the C-suite people who maybe don't think that way. Explain to them, hey, listen, we're getting some good hands-on experience here. We're getting good. We'd have to pay for this stuff, so we're getting it for free. So what's a lunch? $100 or whatever it is? That's nothing compared to what the ideas are you're going to get. Their SharePoint site is a peace of mind. It is a collaboration. I don't have to think. Employees, when I can focus on, as an employee, I can focus on other things. I don't have to do those little tasks every day. And you know, and then you're giving me, you're not going to bother me? Well, thank you, you know. As an employee, like, you're not bothering me. You're going to give me an hour per day of just, I'm not going to bother you. I'm not going to come and bother you for anything. And then the other thing is they're going to give me autonomy, basically, because obviously you're working in an office, right? And you got to know this, that the world is going towards work from home, you know? And if you can get it to where you make it that less bearable, because just imagine, think of yourself as in their shoes. They get up in the morning, 6, 7, whatever it is, to come to work. They have to get dressed. They have to take a shower. They have to come to work. Maybe they have to get the kids to school or whatever it is. They have to come to work. They have their, morning ritual, right? If you can knock it down to where that's easy for them, they don't, make it less stressful at work. But if you make it less stressful, those little things that you think you need or whatever, are things you need done, just make it easier for them. You know, when you do that, you're going to have a better, happier employee. You're going to be a more productive employee because they can just get stuff done. And because I'll tell you, if you don't know this already, when you work from home, you work more hours. You're more productive when you work from home than you ever will be working in an office. 1,000%. I know that from experience myself, having done it, and then having worked for myself as well. 1,000%, you're more productive at home. Because what do? You get up and you go to work. You don't have to change your clothes. You don't have to okay, kids want to go to school. You get them ready, But you're on the clock. You're working. It's an idea, and you write it down, and you work. And you can work more. You can work more hours. Normal shift at work, okay, it's 8 to 4, let's say, and then you go for an hour lunch. Well, at a place, you get home at, let's say it's an hour, right? Hour there, hour back. It's 2 hours out of your day. Well, if you work it from home, I'd save that 2 hours. Look at that, And then I'm more happy if I'm working from home. So think of that as a leader. What things did they have to go through? Your whole goal here is to eventually let them work from home. So it's a segment. You start it every couple of, one by one. You trust the employee trusts you more. You give them more leeway. Okay, they've shown they can do more. They can work without so initially when you're there as a leader, you're there. You're seeing them every day, right? So whenever you first, transition, you get all the meals and all that, you can still do all that work from home, meaning they come in, maybe one day a week or something like that, whenever they choose, and you guys have that lunch or something, or whatever you want to do. And the other thing is, the other thing I was going to say is, as you have more, you work in the office, you see the people every day, but when you transition into a company, or you transition your employees to a work from home full time, you're going to have more meetings. And then let them, just work into it, basically. That, from my experience, is very effective to have more meetings, two meetings a week. And then have a conference line where you set up to where you let employees just chat and talk. Unpaid time, for like a half hour or something like that. They're not always going to use it, by the way. But it's going to be very effective, a very effective usage of your company's time. These are just some good ideas that have worked for me. And then some things I've seen. And, you know, honestly, you know, I didn't hit on training, but you definitely want to have a training. You know, what companies don't do, you'll see it probably. A lot of them don't have their own training environment. So make a, you know, build your own training environment. Employ your worker. Ask them, give them the tools. Adobe Create, Camtasia, Bandicam, something like that, to create their own videos. You know, create company videos. If you're an IT company, this makes it just real simple. Create your own YouTube channel. Create your own Twitter. And the employees that work for you, you know, ask them to contribute, you know? I mean, if they want to, you know, it's just going to be so much beneficial, you know, for you. And then the other thing, the last thing I think I'll really hit on is in lieu of vacation time. For instance, if someone wants to go on vacation and you know what they're working on and you know their ability, how they get stuff done, you know, of course, you know, after you know them a little bit and you trust their work and all that, and you understand that they can do projects and all that on time, you know, give them the opportunity when they go on vacation, if they want to, you present it to them, you know, to work from home, if possible, while they're on vacation. And, you know, if you know it takes, there's a project that needs done or something, and you know they can do it, and for instance, what I'm saying is, in an 8-hour time, there's probably somebody on your team who can do something that normally takes eight hours of time. They can do it in like 3 hours. Well, there you go. You know, that's your justification right there. You'll say, oh, okay, go on vacation and, you know, do this project or whatever. You know, they're going to get free vacation, essentially. No vacation days whatsoever. And, of course, you're going to have meetings, right? They're still involved in the meetings. They're a phone call away. You know, so they still feel engaged. You still are able to get information from them. The team's able to get information from them for their vacation. And that may, you know, you may want to tell them, oh, yeah, or give the suggestion, hey, you can work, you know, after hours. You know, like you can, on your vacation, you could work, you know, 2 p.m. or you can work anytime, and it doesn't matter what, just as long as the work gets done, you know, and just present that opportunity to them, and it's going to be really well. So they don't have to worry about, oh, are they, you know, is my team still in, you know, he or she's part of a team, and they want to feel like connected to the team. Well, they're still connected. They're just on the phone. So these are just some really good things that I think work for a job. And, you know, once you become a leader, you know, how do you separate yourself from your competition? You become a better leader. You lead better. And then what happens is your people are less likely to leave. You know, I mean, I know there's money and that's a factor, but when it takes, I think, like $20,000 to hire a person, something like that. So you're saving HR money, basically, from not hiring another person. And sometimes that's how you have to present it to the company. Hey, listen, our retention costs are a lot. We have to pay a lot of money just to retain people. Well, what can we do? Well, take that $20,000 that we use to buy another or get another employee. Well, let's take that in. And if we spread out, we have 10 employees, that's only $2,000, right? Oh, wow, $2,000 to keep everybody here? Whew, okay, what can we do with that $2,000 per employee? I don't know. Think of something, right? I mean, that's awesome, right? That's so simple. So simple. Easy peasy. Anyway, I appreciate everybody listening to this podcast, and have a great day.